Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Gary Zukav's spiritual partnership. So Sophie, I have to ask, what's the one relationship myth you wish would just go away?
Oh, that there's a one person out there who will complete you. That we're halves looking for our missing piece. Zukav says that's not just outdated, it's actually the root of so much suffering in relationships.
Right? And he frames it as this big shift we're making as a species. We're moving from what he calls personality partnerships to spiritual partnerships.
Exactly. In the old model, we're basically using each other for security, validation, comfort, and status. It's all about what can you do for me? That's the personality talking, and it's driven by fear.
And the personality is not our true self. It's just this collection of learned defenses we built as kids. It's the voice that worries about being rejected or needing to be right.
And it can't tell the difference between a real threat and a critical comment from your partner. So it reacts to a little disagreement like it's a physical attack. That's why we get so defensive.
Right? But a spiritual partnership comes from the soul, which isn't afraid. It knows it's already whole, so it doesn't need to control or protect. Two whole people choosing to walk together and grow.
And that's the crucible. The relationship isn't a safe haven from the world. It's the forge where you get broken open and remade.
Oof, that sounds intense. And honestly, the personality will fight it. It wants to drag things back into blame and resentment.
Totally. So the spiritual work is to catch when the personality is driving and choose something else. That takes a self-awareness most of us never learned.
Like we're great at listing our partner's flaws, but we never turn that gaze inward and ask what our own reactions reveal about us.
And here's the kicker. Our relationships are mirrors. The things that irritate us most are reflections of what we haven't faced in ourselves.
Wait, so if I'm annoyed that my partner is always late, what does that say about me?
Maybe it triggers an old belief that you're not important enough to be waited for. So instead of blaming them, you ask, why does this push my buttons?
That's deep, and it ties into what he says about authentic power versus external power. External power is money, control, being right. Authentic power is living with integrity and love.
Yes, in a spiritual partnership, you're both committed to authentic power, so conflict isn't about winning. It's about understanding.
So when a fight starts, you get curious about why you feel so strongly, instead of defending your position.
And that means getting vulnerable, saying, I'm scared right now, or I feel rejected, which is terrifying for the personality, but it's where real intimacy lives.
And Zukav says no one can make us feel anything. Our emotions are our own responses, shaped by our past and beliefs. Taking responsibility for that is liberating.
It stops the exhausting cycle of trying to change the other person. You turn inward and ask, why am I reacting this way?
And then there's the karma angle. He suggests we're not randomly paired up. Our partners are exactly who we need to see what we need to see.
But he's careful to say that doesn't mean staying in an abusive relationship. It's about approaching even hard relationships with purpose and curiosity.
And he says intuition is key. The soul talks through gut feelings, not just logic and analysis.
And here's something beautiful. This applies to all relationships, not just romantic ones. Friendships, family, even colleagues can be spiritual partnerships if you're both committed to growth.
So it's not just about finding the one. It's about how you show up in every connection.
Exactly.
And he has practical advice. Like, schedule regular times of shared silence. Communicate feelings instead of just opinions. Create rituals that honor your connection.
I love that he also talks about the end of relationships. In the old model, a breakup is failure. But he says a relationship can be complete even when it ends.
You walk together for a season, learn what you need to learn, and then part with gratitude instead of bitterness. That reframes so much.
For me, the big takeaway is this. Love isn't supposed to save us or make us happy. It's supposed to transform us. It breaks us open and asks us to become more than we were.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at just $2.99 a month, or $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, Zukav's message is that we're already whole. We just need someone to walk with us long enough to remember. We'll see you in the next one.